Good morning. Our question today is it permitted to daven or learn Torah next to a garbage can? And now, not that we really have so many garbage cans inside of our shuls. Typically, we wouldn't have garbages inside where we're davening, but it could be. We're davening in a classroom, we're davening in a different room. The shul on the side has a garbage can. Somebody comes in late and is davening there. But in particular, during the Corona age, when we still have many people davening outside, and here in Eretz Yisrael, I daven Mincha and Marav outside basically every day. Shacharitz happens to be inside, but given the spread of Corona, the fourth wave, it looks like maybe we should consider davening Shacharitz outside as well. So oftentimes outside the shul, there are garbages. Could be in the courtyard of the shul that people are davening outside in a tent. And is it permitted to daven in such an area, or do you have to take the garbage away? Do you have to cover it up? So we're going to start with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on a related area, and then we'll use that to springboard into talking about garbage cans. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talks about what's called the Graf Shuri'i or Avit Shel Meraglayim. These are things that were used to hold feces and urine. For example, it would be a bedpan or a portable potty of a little child. And he divides up between what it's made out of, what material. If is it made of something that's porous that you can't simply just rinse it off, or is it made of something that you can rinse off? So let's start on the side of it's made out of cheres, which is earthenware, or made of wood. So this is just like a bathroom. Just like you can't daven right next to bathroom, in a bathroom, you can't learn in a bathroom. So same thing with this Gerev Shorei and Avit Shel Meraglayim, this dispenser, this item that holds real human waste and the like. And even though it's clean, and even though there's no smell, there's no stench coming from it, and even though you put water into it, even though you turned it over, so the entrance of it where people would sit on or go to the bathroom is facing down. Even if you put it under your bed, the bed is not sufficient. You have to take it away, take it out of the room that you're in, or you have to fully cover it. Or there's the footnote in the Piskei Tshuvas, the edition of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that has the Piskei Tshuvas comments on it. He says you could also put up a mechitza. Like a mechitza, a border, a boundary between you, like a mechitza you'd have in shul, you can put up a mechitza there also. That would be sufficient as well. But in any case, we see here that if it's made of this porous material, earthenware or wood, your solution is to remove it or to seriously cover it, a real cover. However, on the other hand, if it's made of something that's not porous, for example, it is made of metal or glass, so as long as it's washed well and there's no stench coming out of it, then you don't have to distance yourself from it. So that's the springboard. So in the footnote, in the Likutei Piskei Tshuvas, he brings in the name of the Betzalel Chochma and also the Aricha Shlomo as follows. And we're going to get into the details now. It's on the comment in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If it was washed off, if it was cleaned off, there's no stench coming from it, then you don't have to distance yourself. So he says as follows, V'lachein mutar, accordingly, it's permitted to learn and to daven next to Pachei Ha'ashba Shebabayis Uberechov. It's permitted to daven and learn next to garbage holders, garbage cans, that we have in our houses and even in the street. Why? Shal Pi Rov Zorkim Behem Ha'ashba B'Sakiot Skurah. Because typically when people throw their garbage in, they throw it in bags, closed bags. So that's the typical way to throw the garbage out. And also he continues, V'asuyos Lihispanos B'choyom, and they typically clean it. They remove the garbage each and every day. And what's the ramification of that? The significance, he continues, is accordingly, there's typically not a stench coming out of it. Can't smell it from the distance, maybe if you stick your head in. But from the distance, there's not a smell because it hasn't been sitting there for very long. So number one, people throw it in garbage bags. Number two, it's removed often, regularly. Then it would not be a problem. But he continues, when would it be a problem? V'albamakam shenodef mehem reachra. No matter what, if there is a stench coming from it, or continuing, oneged tsoa mamish haniras. If you see real tsoa is like filthy, dirty garbage, human waste and vomit and gross stuff in that garbage. For example, when it gets all filled up, so it's above the rim there, So you can see the real garbage coming out. It's not in bags then. And number three, he says, V'chein neged Pesach ha'ashba shalamasiyot li'pkino ha'ashba. When you have the garbage trucks coming by and you're in back, and they open the back, at least in Israel, and they throw the garbage in. So in that situation, that there's a real stench from there, then it would be prohibited to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, to be davening right there and to be learning right there. So there we have it. The critical thing here is that it not be smelly. You can't see real tsoa, real garbage, stinky, smelly, disgusting garbage, that you can't see that as well. If it's simply garbage that is removed often and it's inside the garbage can, and especially if there's a bag around it, then one would not be required to distance from such a thing, and could even daven by it and learn by it. I personally typically remove the garbage, put it in a different place, even if it's closed. I just have a sense, or I just have an issue with davening right next to a garbage. I don't think, although it's halachically permitted, but I just didn't feel proper with it, having the garbage right next to the minyan, so I would personally move it out. But that's not required, as we see, because the garbage, at least that we have where I daven outside, that they have these lids that are closed on top, so it's all encapsulated, it's all covered, so no problem halachically whatsoever, as long as there's no smell coming from it, it's removed fairly regularly, it would be permitted to daven right next to it. Have a wonderful day.